It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels, happy to welcome longtime friend of the station, Laura Marwing, to the airwaves. How are you, Laura?
I'm very well, Sky. Thank you.
We've oft talked about your sojourns back and forth between, I guess, what you might call your second home and your home in London. How is life in London? Have you been acclimating, and has it provided a new source of inspiration for you returning back to London in terms of making the new album Semper Femina?
Well, we actually made the Semper Femina in LA
right,
18 months ago. But being back in London and waiting for it to come out has been very pleasant indeed.
the album is, you know, I guess if I put it broadly, that could be a bad pun. unintentional. it's an album that's your observations about women in the most general sense, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's it's exactly that.
And you started to really focus on that idea, sometimes from paying attention to what's going on in society, sometimes from literature you might have read. What really caused you to want to delve into exploring, that idea, both as it has historically existed and as it may contemporarily exist?
Well, I think I've always been interested in the broad strokes makeup of people, and I think in a very broad sense it's a combination of the masculine and the feminine. And I think somebody a few years ago made the connection between our relationship to the planet and our sort of very destructive, irresponsible ecological relationship to the planet as being a form of disrespect to the feminine. And I thought that was really interesting, because the feminine is in all of us, you know, it's not necessarily a bodily distinction. And so I think from then I started to think about what qualifies and what qualities there are of the feminine that perhaps go unnamed or unnoticed. And
I know the video for Soothing, it created a minor sensation, and there was the tawdry speculation that tends to come with ideas that were depicted in that video. Does it frustrate you when things lend itself to that tawdry analysis at times?
I guess, the videos could be perceived as provocative, but I wanted to highlight that sense of kind of like the taboo and how sort of naive that is, and it's a very sweet, innocent kind of like childlike taboo that puts up this great boundary around intimacy between women, and yes, I did want to play with those boundaries a little bit, and Noel.
She sings along to a sailor song in a dress that she made. When she's gone, I sing along, but it doesn't sound the same. Oh, Noel, you sing so well. Sing only for me. Fickle and changeable, though I may always be. I pulled the thorn from her tiny paw. Her feet were a unclean. Fetch water, bless it twice, and hand that sponge to me. I do well to serve Noel, whatever service I may be. fickle and changeable, weighing down on me. She speaks a word which gently turns to perfect metaphor. She likes to say that I only play when I know what I'm playing for. Oh, no, well, you know me well. I haven't even shown you the scar. Fickle and changeable, semper feminine. She would like to be the kind of free woman still can't be alone. I wish I could hit the switch that keeps you from getting gone. Yes, Noel, it hurts like hell when you're so afraid to die. Semper feminine, so am I. She lays herself across the bed, the origin du monde, sliding shoulder, long in leg, and her hair a faded blonde. Oh, Noel, you sit so well. A thousand artists muse. You'll be anything you choose. Fickle and changeable are you. Semper feminine.
How do you balance that, you know, fact that you do like to, you know, delve into and learn and create, and then there's performing?
Yeah, well, I take it's a bit of a frustrating juxtaposition of personas, actually. But I take good care over my understanding of my sort of psychological makeup, so that they don't get completely torn apart, because they're necessary for each other. I think it's nice that we live in a time where an introverted person can still have an output and a career, whereas I think there's a few people through history who couldn't shout loud enough and weren't heard. So I consider myself lucky.
Blake Mills has been one busy character the last couple of years, and he certainly has produced some of the most vital music over those last few years. How is it that you connected with Blake, and what led to you choosing him to produce Semper Femina?
I don't know how we got in touch with Blake, or Blake got in touch with us. I presume we got in touch with Blake, but I was a huge fan of his first record, and I think Hey Ho had only just come out when we were about to work together, maybe. So yeah, he's just an extraordinary musician, and he's already cemented his place in in the Book of the Greats by now, and he's only 29 or something gross like that.
Were there certain aspects of what he, how he operated, that made you feel more comfortable and helped you in creating the sound and the perspectives that you created on the album?
It was actually really interesting. We didn't have much of a, like, there was no real communication about the context of the record, you know, like the lyrical meaning, which I'm generally, I mean, I can put on an interview head and talk about it in that way, but I would never really talk intimately about the context of the lyrics on an album with anybody. So that makes quite a difficult job for a producer, but... He's
the mysterious one.
But look, it came out brilliantly. So he obviously took his intuition to the next level and painted a very beautiful picture around the record.
I like that depiction. That probably summed it up very neatly. You maintain a studio both for writing and doing some introductory recording here in LA. Is that not the case?
Yeah, that's true. I come back and there's a little bed in there. I come back and stay there every now and again. I love it. I love LA.
Chasing down a wildfire. Are you trying to make some cold liar out of me? You want to get high. You overcome no desires before you come to me. I think your mama's kinda sad. I think your papa's kinda mean. I can take it all away. You can stop playing it out on me. Me. Keeps a pen behind her, yeah, in case she's got something she really, really, really needs to say. She puts it in a notepad. Are you gonna write a book someday? Of course, the only part that I want to read is about her time spent with me. Wouldn't you die to know how you seem? Are you getting away with who you're trying to be? Trying to be. Of course, there's things upon the earth that we must really try to defend. A lonely beast or a kind heart or something weak and on trend. I'd do it all for her for free. I need nothing back for me. There's no sweeter deed maybe than to love something enough to wanna help it get free, free. Something on her mind, something she needs to get by. Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry sometimes? You always say that you love me most when I don't know I'm being seen. Maybe someday when God takes me away, I'll understand what the hell that means. I think your mama's kinda sad. I think your papa's kind of mean. I can take it all away. You can stop playing it out on me. Something on your mind, something you need to get by.
to be coming to LA and performing at the Mayan on May 2nd. Do I have the date right?
Yes, I think that's correct.
Well, and we certainly look forward to that performance, and we certainly celebrate the release of Semper Femina. It's always fun to have you here, and we care so much about you and your music. It's good to talk to you again, Laura. It's Laura Marling. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you so much.